What's up, guys? Trevor here with eCommerce Paradise, and today I'm going to talk about high-ticket dropshipping versus print-on-demand. Two different business models that you can use to become location-independent and have an online business that can provide you an income no matter where you are and no matter what you're doing. If it's your first time listening to the channel, definitely get my free niches list at ecommerceparadise.com/niches. It's a list of high-ticket products that you can sell online to make a good profit and to build a sustainable business. All right, let's get into it. So what is high-ticket dropshipping and what is print-on-demand? And let's talk about then the pros and cons. So high ticket basically just means expensive, and dropshipping is a fulfillment model where a supplier ships directly to your customer instead of shipping to you first and then you having to ship to your customer. So dropshipping is really common, especially amongst bigger retailers, to avoid having to stock the inventory, the entire inventory of every brand that they sell. Some retailers, like for instance, Best Buy is a great example, where they have a bunch of brands and they'll actually have a showroom where they stock the products that they sell, but they're not going to stock every single variant and every single type of the product and color and size and all that. What they're usually going to have to do is one example on their showroom, and then you order it, and then they're going to have it shipped from their warehouse to your home location and delivered that way. And this is usually really common with bigger products because it's very expensive to ship bigger products. So it's a much more efficient business model to do than to have stock the inventory of every single variant of every single brand that they sell. So dropshipping is common amongst bigger brands, and it's also common amongst small businesses. A small business is any business with, you know, maybe just a few employees and under $1 million in yearly revenue. And, you know, every small business is going to be looking for a way to make money without having to put all the upfront investment that bigger businesses do. And that's because usually they just don't have the money to invest, and that's okay. So with high ticket dropshipping, the beauty is that you can get these same suppliers, and sometimes not the exact same ones. Like, the really well-known name brands aren't going to want to dropship for a small business. But there are distributors that might sell to you those name brands, and some of the lesser known brands also might dropship direct to the smaller dealer. And all you have to do is set up a website and contact them and get a dealer agreement filled out. You become an authorized dealer. You can list their products on your website, sometimes on other marketplaces too. And then when you sell it, you just send them a purchase order or place the order on the online portal, and they'll ship it directly to your customer for you, charge you the shipping and, you know, any other additional fees to your credit card. You get paid the amount of the retail price from your merchant processor within a couple days. You pay out the price of the wholesale cost to the supplier via your business credit card, and then you pocket the difference. Usually, you know, the margins are somewhere between 30 to 50%, sometimes as low as 10 to 20%. It really just depends on the supplier and the shipping costs and, you know, how much fees are involved and things like that. So that's high-ticket dropshipping in a nutshell. What is print-on-demand? Print-on-demand is a really cool business model, just like dropshipping, kind of, where you have a series of products that you can print something onto, like a t-shirt, a mug, a sweater, you know, sunglasses. There's lots of different types of products you can print onto these days. And what you do is you create a brand or some kind of a graphic or whatever it is that, you know, you want to build something that is online, and, you know, it's a graphic of some sort that represents a niche or something like that. And you create a mock-up example on the internet, you create a website and you put it up, and then you send the graphic as well as the mock-up info over to a print-on-demand supplier like Printful, or there's other ones as well. Printful is a really big one. And they have a fulfillment warehouse, multiple fulfillment warehouses around the world. And what happens is that when you get an order on your website, you can automate it so that when that order comes in, it automatically captures the payment. It sends the order directly to the print-on-demand supplier. They will then get the order. They will print the product or products that the person purchased with the designs that they purchased and all that. And then they will package it up and they will ship it to your customer for you. And they'll charge you the wholesale cost. You'll charge the customer the retail price and you pocket the difference. A lot of it is the same, but the biggest difference is that it's kind of like private labeling in the sense that they have the product and they're just printing your brand name onto it or your design onto it, and then they're shipping it to the customer. So you could just sell t-shirts and sunglasses that are unbranded as well from these same suppliers, like zero design on them, of course. But people usually would just go to their store to buy, you know, an unbranded t-shirt. So usually you want to make it unique and, you know, unique to a particular niche market segment of people. Like, let's just say cat enthusiasts. Somebody who likes cats is going to buy like a t-shirt that has a cat face on it or something like that. And even print-on-demand entrepreneurs will set up customized websites where you can upload a picture of your cat, and then that picture of your cat can go onto a t-shirt and go out. And there's lots of other websites too that, like, you don't even have to pay to set them up, and you can just upload your design and it'll sell it and ship it to your customer for you, and you get just a lower percentage of the overall sales, but that's even, you know, a lower barrier for entry. Now, the biggest difference here is that with high ticket, you're dealing with brand name suppliers. So marketing of those brand name suppliers is actually pretty easy. All you have to do is go online and make some search text ads or put some Google Shopping ads or do some social media marketing for the brand name of that product. And people are already searching for that brand name, and so they're going to find you. And if you offer a better deal than the competitor, then they're going to choose you over the competitor. Now, with print on demand, usually you're not going to be using brand name stuff unless you already have an agreement with that brand to allow you to do that, and that's called licensing, and that usually costs a bit of money up front. So you can look into that, how much does it cost to license a particular brand image or logo, and then you can kind of figure out if it's worth it or not for you. But a lot of the big, like, clothing manufacturers and stuff like that will do collaborations with big brands where basically they just pay to license the brand's image, and then they put it into their own graphics, and that enhances the graphics appeal to the group that already likes that particular brand, and then they sell it and it sells really well. So that's a pretty big business model. But print on demand, the way it works, is just simply that you're printing it as you sell it. You're not going to print it ahead of time and then sell it. You're going to wait until you get an order, and then you're going to print it and sell it. It's called just-in-time fulfillment. It's kind of the same idea as high-ticket dropshipping, but with high-ticket dropshipping, the manufacturer is already importing the products. So they're holding inventory in their warehouse. They just need to sell that inventory, and that's where you come into play. There is another business model called low-cost dropshipping where you actually dropship directly from China. But again, that Chinese supplier is probably creating those products and holding the inventory on them in order to ship them out quickly. There are custom made-to-order products and suppliers in all of these business models. Like print-on-demand does, it's kind of a custom made-to-order thing. They're not going to print your stuff ahead of time unless you choose them to do that, and it's going to cost you more money up front. But with high ticket, a lot of suppliers will, you know, once they get an order, it'll take them 3 to 6 weeks or longer to create the product or put together the components or whatever it takes for them to do that, and then they ship it out. So that's pretty common too. So there is a lot of that, and it's just in time fulfillment. It just makes sense. It's a lot more efficient and a lot less intensive for overhead. So that's what it is, guys. Print on demand works great if you already have a community, if you already have some sort of a following in a particular niche, or you just have a personal brand. Like for me, for instance, I'm building an online community around skateboarding because that's my niche. That's what I love. That's what I'm focused on when I do every day, my hobby. So I have a YouTube channel. I have Instagram. I have other accounts as well where I show my skateboarding and I talk about skateboarding. And so print on demand makes sense for me. And that's one of the things I'm working on building out now as well, is a skateboarding print on demand brand. And by starting with print on demand, I'm lowering my upfront costs. All you have to do is just get the graphics, put them online, and then when somebody buys them, it ships out. And I can buy samples and do like catalogs and do kind of like the model, you know, pictures and stuff like that and put those up. And it's going to be really fun. And what I'm going to be doing is exploring this business model and making new videos about that business model, because it's a really good business model for creators. If you already have a community or something like that, it's so easy and so automated that it's like a no-brainer to do it. You just need to get the graphics made. So can highly recommend print on demand for creators. If you're not a creator and you don't have an audience to start with, don't worry, you can always link with creators and link with their audiences to sell your print on demand stuff. So just create your cat brand or whatever, and then find cat influencers out there and ask them to, you know, post about your cat brand or email their list about your cat brand or run ads on their account for your cat brand, and then give them a certain amount of money for it or give them a commission, that kind of thing. And you can make sales and make it pretty profitable that way. And of course, I would be taking my time to build a community around that as well. So that's the main differences. Of course, with high ticket, you can do all the same stuff too. So, you know, what's the biggest difference? I guess it would be the pricing, because print on demand stuff usually is pretty cheap. You know, you're talking like t-shirts for $30, sweaters for $50, that kind of stuff. You know, the highest, biggest orders you're going to get are orders with multiple things in it, maybe in the hundreds of dollars. With high ticket, usually you're dealing with products that start around $500 and up and average $1,500 to $3,000 per sale. And then you're going to get multiple products in an order that can be, you know, anywhere between $10,000 to $50,000 in an order. That can happen as well. So that's kind of the main difference. And when you're looking at the margins, they're actually kind of similar because you have shipping costs, and with the bigger orders you have more margin, and so the shipping costs won't eat up as much as the margin, whereas the smaller orders will still have shipping costs that'll eat more of the margin. And it's the same thing with print on demand. So it's just like the amount of money you make per sale And what goes along with that is also the amount of risk you take per sale. Because since you're dealing with the money that goes back and forth, you're taking the risk. So if there's something wrong with that product when it shows up, you might get a dispute or chargeback, and you're going to have to deal with the bank and deal with the customer and deal with the supplier and all that stuff. So high ticket does come with more risk, a bit more intensive with the shipping stuff. But you know, there's more profit involved in the end game per order. So it's up to you whether you are willing to take on that risk or not, or if you just want to go the route of less risk and higher volume. And print on demand is great for that, as well as low cost dropshipping. So I hope this video makes sense. If you're interested in high ticket dropshipping, definitely check out my free niches list at ecommerceparadise.com/niches, and check out my masterclass, my high ticket dropshipping masterclass, 35 module course, where you can learn everything from start to finish, looking over my shoulder as I build a niche store. It's at ecommerceparadise.com/masterclass. And I have a turnkey service where my team will do all the hard work to build you out in high ticket dropshipping e-commerce store and business and launch it for you with Google Shopping Ads. And all you have to do is kind of sit back and wait. And once it's delivered, then you take it over from there. And you can check all that out at ecommerceparadise.com/turnkey. Thanks for watching. Definitely hit the subscribe button, like, and comment below if you have any questions. And I'll see you guys out there. Take care.